I was now told to go and show them one of our lands that they had to sell it for the burial. That if they did not sell the land, they are not going to bury the man. There's no money for the burial. After showing them the place, the land for sale, I was now summoned again that they want to do prayer of liberation. I and my children to go with them to the shrine. I said, I'm not going to go with you people. They said it's by force. She called me back and said that we should not come back to their family again. Then I ran with my children because of the prayer or something. I took my children back. We stayed there till one morning. The phone rang. It was my brother-in-law. He said that he's going to bury him next week Friday. On that Friday morning, we came for the burial. My husband was buried like a fowl. None of them is going to school. To feed my children is a problem. These children keep going from one bush to the other, picking palm kernel, going from one house to the other, looking for something to feed on. Or me calling people, begging. I have to be going for treatment for my eyes.